Patricia V2 by Jack the Monkey. Chapter 1. In the heart of Sarah's basement lab, her VR machine hummed to life, and she found herself standing in the loading realm, a stark white landscape in the virtual world. At the center of it, poised and unmistakable, was the high-definition avatar of Patricia. Many years ago in high school, Patricia was Sarah's tormentor. She was everything Sarah was not: stunningly beautiful, tantalizingly seductive, ruthlessly confident. A cruel, provocative smile played on the simulated Patricia's full, glossed lips, her voluptuous curves draped in a form-fitting crimson dress that left little to the imagination. Her ice-blue eyes, void of compassion, seemed to laugh at Sarah's determination.
"Well, look what we have here," Patricia drawled, her voice sultry, as she crossed her arms under her prominent chest. "Little Sarah, what brings you here?"
"I'm here to face you, Patricia." Sarah's voice was firm, her posture rigid. Her attire, a simple white blouse and black pencil skirt, was stark against Patricia's flamboyant display.
"You don't scare me anymore,"
Patricia chuckled, low and throaty.
"Oh, but I do, sweetie. You can't fool me."
Sarah shook her head. "No, Patricia, you're wrong." Patricia cocked an eyebrow, her long blonde waves cascading over one shoulder.
"Oh, really? You think you're so high and mighty now?"
Sarah nodded.
"I do, Patricia, because I am. I'm successful. I've built a life I'm proud of, and most importantly, I have someone who loves me, truly and deeply."
Patricia's laughter rang out, cold and harsh.
"Love? You think that makes you strong?"
"It does," Sarah affirmed, her gaze unwavering.
"Jack's love for me makes me stronger than you'll ever understand, because you could only take joy in the pain of others."
"Love," Patricia sneered.
"You really think your dear husband's love is going to save you from me?" "He already has, Patricia. He's taught me that I'm better than your cruel words. He's helped me see my worth."
Patricia's wicked smile faltered, her eyes flashing with a hint of surprise.
"Well, isn't that sweet? Little Sarah's grown up."
"Yes, I have," Sarah said firmly.
"And you? You have no power over me anymore, Patricia."
The white room grew quiet, the tension tangible. Patricia was silent, her lips pursed as she stared at Sarah, a challenging gleam in her eyes. Sarah raised her hands to either side of her head, gripping the invisible edges of her helmet. With a confident smile, she removed it, waking up in her basement, the confrontation with her past demons left behind in the virtual simulation she constructed. Sarah no longer felt like a timid, bullied schoolgirl. She was a successful woman, an innovator, and a wife. The real Patricia had tormented her throughout high school. But now, through her invention, she had faced her fears, proving to herself she was stronger than Patricia. Sarah was sitting on the couch in their modest living room when her husband Jack returned from his evening jog. She was engrossed in her blueprints, the calculations and designs of her VR machine scattered across the coffee table. He noticed the concerned look on her face and knew something was wrong.
"What's going on, love?"
Jack asked, concern lacing his voice. Sarah bit her lip, not knowing how to start.
"It's my machine, Jack. My superiors want to see results soon."
Jack knew of her struggles at work and the pressure she had been under. He saw it in her tired eyes every day.
"And they want you to demonstrate it?"
"More than that," she sighed, her voice a tremulous whisper.
"They want me to show it's safe and fully functional, or they're going to pull the funding."
Jack ran a hand through his sweaty hair.
"That's harsh, Sarah. But why does it sound like you're asking me something?"
Sarah looked up at Jack, her eyes pleading.
"I need a test subject, Jack. Someone I can trust. And the only person that comes to mind is... me?"
Jack's eyes widened in surprise. "I know it sounds crazy, Jack, but you know my work.
You know how much I've invested in this. I wouldn't let anything harm you, Sarah said earnestly. Jack was silent for a moment, his mind racing. He knew how important this project was to Sarah, but the prospect of entering a world of artificial reality was unnerving.
Sarah, I love you, and I want to support you, but this VR stuff is not exactly my cup of tea. I'm an old-fashioned guy, Jack confessed, crossing his arms.
I know, Jack, Sarah began gently, her hand reaching out to clasp his.
But this machine, it's more important than a project for me. It's our future. I promise it won't hurt you. It'll just feel different.
Different? Jack questioned, raising a skeptical eyebrow. Sarah nodded, her eyes glowing with passion.
Yes, it connects with the user on a molecular level. You see, hear, and feel it. You can be anyone, live any life. Isn't there a part of you that's curious about that?
A molecular level?
Isn't that dangerous?
Jack asks, looking nervous but slightly impressed. Sarah shakes her head.
No. It has fail-safes. It can't hurt you. Trust me.
Jack chewed his lower lip, considering her words. The uncertainty was still there, but so was a hint of curiosity. He definitely trusted Sarah, and he knew she wouldn't risk his safety.
All right.
Jack finally conceded, his face showing a mixture of trepidation and resolve.
I'll do it, Sarah. I'll test your machine.
Sarah's face lit up, relief washing over her. Thank you, Jack. I knew I could count on you. And so, with a heavy sigh and a promise of support, Jack agreed to step into the world of virtual reality, having no idea of the journey he was about to embark on. The basement room had been transformed into a state-of-the-art lab. The sterile white walls were adorned with a variety of screens displaying complex algorithms and data graphs. The air was thick with anticipation, a kind of electric charge that made Jack's heart pound in his chest. At the center of the room was the VR machine, an intimidating contraption of metallic wires, glowing buttons, and a looming helmet.
All set, Sarah said, her voice coming through the headset. I'll leave you to it. Call me if you need anything.
A pulsing light emerged in the blackness, slowly blooming into a set of program options. Jack selected the first character, a muscular man labeled Mr. Muscle. With a surreal shift, he found himself standing in a simulated gym, surrounded by gleaming equipment and an assortment of virtual gym-goers. Jack glanced down, seeing a pair of beefy arms stretching out of a sleeveless tank top. His body felt sturdy and powerful. He stepped up to a weight rack, feeling the heft of the barbell in his new hands. It was like really being there, like he could actually feel the strain and the satisfying burn in his muscles. A sense of excitement stirred in Jack as he experienced an adrenaline rush he had never felt in his own gym sessions. The sensation was so real that it was almost intoxicating. He spent several minutes pushing the limits of his new body, immersed in the sheer power and strength it possessed. Eventually, the gym faded away, and Jack selected the next character, the acrobat. Instantly, he found himself under a brightly colored circus tent, high above the ground on a tightrope. He was female, but he didn't give it a second thought. His body was lithe and agile, each muscle honed for speed and precision. The initial concern gave way to thrill as Jack began to explore his new body's capabilities. His movements were fluid and graceful, each jump and flip feeling natural and effortless. The exhilaration of performing high-risk acrobatics with ease was heady, intoxicating. Next, he chose the Grandpa program. The lively circus disappeared, replaced by a cozy living room, bathed in soft sunlight. Jack felt the aches and pains of an elderly man. His movements were slow and deliberate, his body frail and delicate. It was a stark contrast from his earlier avatars. The experience was humbling, a plain reminder of the passage of time. Hours seemed to pass as Jack experienced each character. He was lost in the marvel of it all, his mind unable to fully process the boundless possibilities that the VR machine offered.
As Jack was about to end the session, a hidden file in the program caught his eye. It was labeled Patricia V2. Curiosity piqued, he was about to select it when he remembered Sarah's words. "Call me if you need anything." He thought for a moment, then shrugged. Slowly, he reached out to select the file. Patricia V2.
"I'm sure it's fine. That's what failsafes are for. Let's give it a try,"
he said as he pressed the virtual button. A digital mirror manifested before him, giving him a full view of his body. Jack audibly gasped as the first wave of transformation passed over him like a warm gust of wind, his scalp tingling as if thousands of tiny fingers were massaging it. He reached up instinctively, his eyes widening as he pulled back a handful of long, lustrous strands of blonde hair.
"I'm,"
he stammered to himself, his voice hushed in awe. Next came a blossoming tightness in his chest. His gaze traveled downward, captivated by the spectacle of his VR avatar shifting to accommodate a pair of full breasts that stretched out his plain white t-shirt, two orbs begging to be let out. He gingerly touched them, the act sparking an unexpected thrill.
"Just be cool, Jack,"
he spoke, his voice wavering with uncertainty and a strange sense of enjoyment. It was weird, but the transformation was enticing in a way he had not anticipated. Suddenly, a taut sensation radiated from his waist, pulling him inward. It felt as if an invisible hand was sculpting him, bending and molding him into a new form. His pants, previously loose and spacious, felt exceedingly snug against his wide, expanding hips. His hand slipped down to touch the exaggerated curves of his waist and ass.
This feels oddly comfortable, he muttered with a hint of relief.
His face felt the next wave of transformation. He sensed his jaw softening, his cheekbones rising, his eyes rounding and deepening, feeling a subtle tickling sensation around them as his lashes fluttered and grew longer. His lips inflated, becoming fuller as he let out a deep moan. The moan was distinctly different, though, higher in pitch, but mature and sensual.
"Oh, okay. That's, like, totally different,"
he muttered under his breath, surprised at the softer cadence of his voice. As he traced the outline of his new womanly face, he whispered,
"Am I, like, still me?"
This new voice felt natural, and he seemed oddly at peace with how quickly he adapted to its unique inflection and tone, one more girly and feminine. Jack was startled when his clothes, the final step, swiftly adjusted themselves to suit his new body. His nondescript VR attire was replaced with a sultry red dress. A feeling of tightness enveloped him, the sensation of the snug-fitting fabric embracing his body. The feeling was utterly bizarre, but also deeply thrilling. Jack stood in shock. He looked down, his eyes taking in the sight of a buxom chest, slender waist, and curvy hips. He felt a brief moment of surprise and confusion. This felt different from the other female character. Very different. He ran his hands along the body, a palpable curiosity welling within him as he traced the sinuous lines of his new form. His fingertips, now with long painted nails, tingled with a peculiar excitement at the impression of the tight dress against his skin. Apparently, he was Patricia now. The name, a delicate whisper in his mind, sent a ripple of fascination through his senses. As he settled into Patricia's form, Jack felt something building within him, a pulsing magnetic force that started as a low thrum in his abdomen and grew stronger with each passing second. His breath hitched in his throat, his mind whirling as he felt an unexpected wave of arousal sweeping over him. He felt drawn to the mirror, intoxicated by the woman reflecting back at him, her eyes sparkling with a brazen, untamed desire. The arousal was intense, mounting steadily as he admired his new body, every curve and line of it radiating a seductive allure that he'd never experienced before. It was as if his senses were heightened, each second causing a shudder of excitement. A sliver of panic shot through him, however, as the pleasure escalated far beyond what he had anticipated. This was too much, too real, With a gasp, he tore the VR helmet off, a tremor of fear undercutting the lingering arousal. He was back in the basement, back in his body, back to being Jack. But the after effects of Patricia still clung to him, her seductive voice a lingering echo in his mind, the feel of her form a phantom sensation on his skin. His mind was filled with thoughts and questions. The experience was shocking, all-consuming, but there was a small part of him that yearned for more. A small part that wanted to slip the helmet back on, to lose himself in the enticing body of Patricia once again. But he decided it would probably be best if he didn't.